Welcome back to the pregame show. Josh Rogel here with Coach Ed Noddle as we are set for game two between the Pittsfield Colonials and the Brockton Rocks. First pitch set for 7:05. Ed, first and foremost, welcome back to Brockton, a place that you know quite well. How does it feel to be back here in uniform for the Rocks, and what have you been up to over the past few months?
Well, I've been up to trying not committing suicide. I've been doing this for 50 years, and Patty and I have lived in Evansville for 45 years. The first time I've ever been there in the summertime, and it is hot. I don't even know how she lives there all year round. But obviously missed the game, was hoping something would break somewhere, and I had really no idea it would be here. You know, I've come back here twice before, and so I got a phone call and said they're thinking about making some moves, and I wanted to know if I was interested, and I immediately said yes. At that time, I wasn't quite sure what the situation was, but it didn't matter. I really missed the ballpark, and of all the places I've been, to be able to come back, I love this park. I love this city, and I've had a lot of great memories here, and it was just a great opportunity. I really need to salute Van and Chris and Barry Moss, very under. Talked about guy that's put competitive teams in this ballpark for a lot of years. But I guess consensus was maybe I'd come back and bring a little something to the table, whatever I do. And so I was happy about doing it. Having met with Bobby after, it's always a sad team. I mean, somebody has to leave. And I've known Bob Didier for 35 years. Good baseball man. And I think it's tough. He spent the last 40 years in organized ball. And it's tough coming in independent ball. It's a different ball of wax. I've been at it 20 years in independent ball, and I enjoy it, but it is a different kind of stage. But having known Bill from back in the Boston days when I was at Pawtucket, and then sitting down and meeting with him, it's going to be a great, great time. It's a very good ball club, way better than what the record is. And I just sometimes you just need a little enthusiasm and a little bit of camaraderie Maybe that's something I can help on that side of it. I would like to see the people of Brockton, which I've always said this is the cheapest, most reasonable, good entertainment in the city. Beautiful place. I'd like to see some more people come out and watch this club. They're definitely worth watching. Along with trying to help Billy with the ball club, I'm telling you, there's thousands of people out there that I've met, usually over a beer. And they all used to come out here, and I'd like to see them start coming out again. I think this club definitely going to be in the playoffs, and I think they're worth watching. So those of you that I get a lot of calls since I came back, welcome back, Ed, and I'd like you to take a couple days of your summer and come out and spend them with us. I think it would help the club. I always said back in the old days, this park with a full house was worth a run a game, and I think it can still be.
Well, you mentioned coming back here and working alongside Bill Buckner, who is the skipper this year, his first year managing a ball club. You're, of course, a guy with a ton of experience doing everything throughout baseball. How do you and Buck plan to work together over the next few months to lead this team in a way that they can put together some wins and, you know, some quality baseball?
Well, I think, first of all, and a guy I haven't mentioned, Mike Smith. Mike Smith is a class guy that's doing a hell of a job with this pitching staff. So he's a part of this too. That's one of my players hollering some obscenities to me. But I think Mike's a big part of this too. But I just think we all have a role. Buck is the boss. Buck is the manager. He calls the shots. But I think because no big deal, but I got about 1,500 wins in this game as a manager, and I think he realized that. And I've coached third for 35 years. I think that's a plus for him. But Buck's a boss, but I've never been hesitant about making my opinions voiced, and it's up to him whether he uses them or not. And believe me, all of mine aren't right. But I think we both love the game. We've both been in the game a long time. I think we realize that we both bring something to the table. But I want everybody to realize that just because I'm at third, this is Buck's team. And I'm going to give him every help I can in any way he needs. By the sounds of it and by what he's told me, he has given me some responsibilities, and I look forward to taking advantage of them. But I just think between me, him, and Mike Smith, I don't know of a better combination in this league as far as leadership or knowledge. And I think it's I think that the whole thing about managing and coaching, I've been at it a long time. I don't think a manager and a coach can win ball games. I think what they can do is create an atmosphere that good ball players will want to play is 100% every day they come to the park. And I think that's what our jobs are, and I think I can help along those lines. This is a good team, believe me. They don't have to make any changes personnel-wise, as far as I'm concerned. Team's here, and they're on a little bit of a roll now, and I think you'll see that continue. So the team's good. It's a very, very, very quickly knit leadership. The three of us, there's no problems. I don't envision any. But again, I repeat, I want to thank, because Buck didn't have anything to do with this, but I wanted to thank Van and Chris and Barry Moss for believing that a guy my age still has something to offer. And I'm lucky. Physically, you know, I still throw BP every day. I feel great. I heard they still serve Coors Light here in Brockton, so I can celebrate some
of that's the rumor going around.
Yeah, I can celebrate some of these victories, but we're not going to win every game, but we'll definitely win our share, and we will be in the playoffs. You can take that to the bank.
All right, Ed. Well, we only have a little bit of time here on the pregame show today. Obviously, your wealth of knowledge. We'll be visiting with you throughout the remainder of the season, but want to just welcome you back to Brockton once again. Thank you so much for taking a couple of minutes to chat with us, and good luck out there. And as you said, seems like things are meshing well. You fit right back in here at, you know, one of your many homes, and it's great to have you back here in Brockton.
Thank you very much. I want to say hi to my wife, Patty, who let me come back. She listens every show and pregame show. And everything's fine, honey. You can take my belt and shoelaces and burn them. I'm off the suicide watch, and here we go again.
All right. That's a very enthusiastic Ed Noddle here on the pregame show. We'll take our final break when we come back. The first pitch and call the game live right here on AM 1460 WXBR.